water that's, that indicates something smaller than a creek? Like, is a stream smaller than a creek?
Yeah, a stream would be smaller than a creek.
What's, how about a brook?
That's just a little brook, what do you call it? That's real narrow, like you're saying, water, fresh water just runs down.
Is that the smallest of all of them?
I imagine it is.
Okay, so the smallest is a brook, and next is...
I imagine it's a brook, what do you call a brook.
And next is a stream?
Stream, and then the creek, and then the lake.
And how about the
river? And then the river.
Okay.
And then the gulf, and then the ocean.
And then?
That's it.
Okay. Supposing you had two creeks or two rivers that came together to form a third one, a big one, what do you call those two little ones in relation to the big one? Do you know what I mean?
You wouldn't.
But they are what of the big one?
They are suppliers.
Okay, that's the idea.
That's a good name, because they supply this water into this big, which makes the big.
Right, have you heard tributary? Or contributor? How about branches?
Branches?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Have you heard branches for water?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Do you have any streams around here that have names? Any creeks?
Well, you got Big Lake. What you call it? Big Lake Creek? Big Creek Lake.
What do you call a very small rise in the land?
A hill.
Okay, is there anything smaller than that?
A bump. What you call a bump in a, you know what I mean? What you ride and you hit something up.
The on the road?
On the road is a bump.
All right. What do you call it when you turn to open the door?
Knob.
All right, have you ever heard of a rise in the land called a knob? A knob of land?
No, I heard of it. Heard of a knob on a, a knot on a tree.
Okay. What do you call a very, very large rise in the land? You know, several hundred feet.
The mountain?
Yeah. What do you call the rocky side of the mountain? It's a straight drop off.
The cliff.
Okay. Up in the mountains where the road goes across a low place between them, what's that place called? A low spot.
In the valley?
Yeah. How about a notch?
Never heard no notch.
But a pass. Or a gap. What do you call a place where boats stop and freight's unloaded?
Docks.
Mm-hmm. Ever call them wharfs?
Yeah, the wharf.
Is there anything different between a wharf and a dock?
Well, a wharf, it could be two different things. It could be a wharf that you go out on, and they have bathing houses. You can change, your clothes, put on your bathing suit, go swimming. That's one type of wharf. Then another wharf is where all the boats, fish boats and oyster boats,
mm-hmm.
snapper boats and them things that come to that wharf.
Okay. What do you call the material that these roads are made out of?
Asphalt.
All right, how about, what's another kind? White, sort of?
Cement?
Yeah. What do you call a little road that goes off the main road outside of town? Maybe it goes off to a man's farm or something.
Route.
Okay. How about if you were going to turn down a road to a man's plantation? I guess they still have plantations around here, big fancy farms or ranches.
Yeah.
And it's a wide, really wide road, and maybe it's lined with trees going all the way down to the house. What kind of road would that become? How about just a driveway? Or a lane? How about a lane?
I guess they call it the lane, go up the lane to the house.
Okay. What do you call the thing along the side of the street that you walk on?
Sidewalk.
Okay.